Dear Facilitator, here is the fourth in our series of 5-minute presentations designed to help you be a better facilitator. Today I want to focus on a document called the Cape Town Commitment, which was written after the Lausanne Congress in 2010. You will have seen from your notes that we encourage you to keep its contents at the forefront of your mind, because it identifies the priorities that the Church should be focusing on in this period of our history. The commitment confirms that the mission of the Church must take seriously both the unchanging nature of God's Word and the changing realities of our world. It emphasizes the Lausanne call for the whole Church to take the whole gospel to the whole world. The commitment has two parts, a confession of faith and a call to action. In the section on our confession of faith, the first 5 points deal with our love for God Himself. We love the living God above all rivals and with a passion for His glory. We love the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The last 5 points cover our love for God's Word, the world, the gospel, people, and missions. The second part of the commitment is called the Cape Town Call to Action, which uses 6 themes linked to the book of Ephesians. 1. Bearing witness to the truth of Christ in a pluralistic, globalized world. We believe in absolute truth, and particularly in Jesus Christ as the truth. Christians, therefore, are called to be people of truth, to live and proclaim the truth. We must face the threat of postmodern relativistic pluralism with strong apologetics. We must promote truth in the workplace and the global media. We must utilize the arts for mission, promote genuinely Christian responses to emerging technologies, and actively engage the public arenas of government, business, and academia with biblical truth. 2. Building the peace of Christ in our divided and broken world. Christ has reconciled believers to God and to one another. We mustn't simply know that unity of God's people is a fact, but we must make sure it happens. The Church, therefore, must live out reconciliation and engage in biblical peacemaking in the name of Christ. Christ's truth and peace must be brought to bear on racism and ethnic diversity, slavery and human trafficking, poverty and minority groups such as people with disabilities. It includes responsible stewardship of God's creation and its resources. 3. Living the love of Christ among people of other faiths. Our neighbors include people of other faiths, and we should evangelize them in an ethical way. We accept that our commission includes a willingness to suffer and die for Christ in reaching out to people of other faiths. We must encourage one another to exercise cultural discernment. We recognize that the people who live in other countries can be both recipients and agents of Christ's mission. We must uphold human rights, especially the right to religious freedom. 4. Discerning the will of Christ for world evangelization. 6 key areas are identified as strategically important. A. Unreached and unengaged people groups. B. Oral cultures. C. Christ-centered leaders. D. Cities. E. Children. And all with F. Prayer. Within this, key priorities are Bible translation, the preparation of oral story Bibles and other oral methodologies, as well as eliminating biblical illiteracy in the church. Cities are home to 4 strategic groups: future leaders, migrant unreached peoples, those who shape culture, and the poorest of the poor. All children are at risk. Children are both a mission field and a mission force. 5. Calling the Church of Christ back to humility, integrity, and simplicity. The Congress called us back to humble, sacrificial discipleship, simple living, and moral integrity. We need to be morally separate and distinct from the world. Disciples of Christ must reject 4 idolatries: disordered sexuality, power, success, and greed, which includes the prosperity gospel. 6. Partnering in the body of Christ for unity in mission. Christian unity is a creation of God, based on our reconciliation with God and with one another. We are saddened by the fact that our churches and organizations are so divided, because a divided church has no message for a divided world. We commit to partnership in global mission. No one ethnic group, nation, or continent can claim the exclusive privilege of being the ones to complete the Great Commission. 2 specific aspects of unity in mission are the partnering of women and men and the recognition of the missional nature of theological education. Now you're encouraged to read the full Cape Town commitment on the lausanne.org website.